Hello again, I'm Ray with yet another podcast episode. On a beautiful day, we've had some lovely weather here on the south coast of the UK. Really nice, especially for VE Day, which was yesterday, Friday the 8th of May, 2020. VE Day, that's what I want to talk about this time, and lockdown, combining the two. It was quite good fun actually out on the street, even though we all stayed on our front gardens and our front driveways. We didn't actually go out into the road and mingle. But it was a terrific day, the weather was lovely, and a Spitfire flew over the top, right above us, and wobbled its wings to say hello. Absolutely fantastic day. My wife and I set up a big old dining room table on the drive. We got the car out of the way, put a tablecloth on it, and on the top of the table we had 1940s radios, you know, the old valve radios in the wooden cabinets, Bakelite cabinets, because as you probably know, I restore vintage valve radios in my workshop. That's what I do for a living. So we had this display of radios out there and it looked absolutely wonderful. But better still, we had what's known as a Pi PCR2 radio. Now that's an army looking type radio from the 40s again, all genuine stuff. In fact, even the dining room table was from the 40s. That was my wife's grandmother's table way back then. So everything we had was from the 40s. Now this old Pi PCR2 receiver, we had it working, had a 1940s loudspeaker on top of it, and we had 1940s music, courtesy of Absolute Radio. What they did on 1215 kilohertz medium wave all day long, Absolute Radio played 1940s music, snippets of news, all sorts of things related to the 40s and to VE Day. And even at 3 o'clock, they broadcast the Winston Churchill speech. How about that? That really made the day. The neighbours loved it. We turned the volume up. We could all hear it properly. And the neighbours absolutely loved it. What really made the day for me, well, one of the many things that made the day, there was a girl going up and down on her scooter. She lived down the road somewhere. And we just about set up the table, turned the radio on, and the music was blasting away. And she stopped and looked, and she said, oh, wow. And she was really amazed. She looked at the old radios, and she said, what are they? There was a Bakelite telephone there as well, which she looked at. She said, I like the telephone. She recognised it as a telephone. And she said, what are these? You know, she was really interested. And I said, they're 1940s radios. And I said to her, they're older than me. And she looked and she frowned and she said, older than you? I said, yes, I'm 70 next year. These radios are actually older than me. And she said again, older than you, as if, you know, I was out of the ark, as if I was from the kind of 15th century or something. You know, they couldn't be that old, surely. But she took a real interest. And later on, her parents came along to have a look. She must have gone home and told them. They came and had a look. And her mum said, oh, my nan used to have one of those. That was a civilian utility radio, which we had there from the 40s again. In fact, an elderly lady later on came along. She noticed the civilian radio. She said, we had one of those during the war. We had one. I think she said she was about 16 on VE Day. And she said, yeah, we had one of those in the house. I said to her that they'd been produced for the masses. The government had asked several radio companies to produce these radios so that people could listen to the news and what was happening during the war years on the radio, even those that couldn't afford a radio, because a lot of them were quite expensive. But these were produced, the cabinets were made out of orange boxes, obviously cleaned up and polished, varnished, looked nice. They looked like lovely radios and they're very collectible today. But they were produced at a price that most people could afford. And I was explaining this to her for the masses. And she said, oh, you can say that again. Most of the people in our street have one of them. So that's really nice to know that the very radio she was looking at, not only did she have one in her house as a child, but most of the neighbours in the street had the very same radio. A chap came along and he was talking about a bomb that had dropped somewhere over the back of our house during the war. And I knew about that because all the ceilings in our house came down and they'd had to put temporary ceilings up because all the windows were broken. And he said that he'd been up in Surrey, somewhere in Surrey, and he'd been out in the street and a bomb landed. He heard it whistling. It was too late to get to an air raid shelter. he heard this thing coming down, and I don't know how far away he was from it, but he said there was a massive crater. It didn't go off. Luckily, the bomb didn't go off, but it caused this huge crater, he said, in the road. And the bomb broke open as it was supposed to, and it just threw oil everywhere. Everywhere, including him, was splattered with oil. He said the houses were covered in oil, the windows were smashed, there was a huge thud, but the thing didn't go off. It was an incendiary, and that oil should have been ignited on impact. Of course, had it been ignited, well, he wouldn't be here today. And he was telling me all about this. It was very interesting. Just so lucky. He said everywhere was covered in oil, and that would have been covered in fire had the bomb gone off, of course. So he was very lucky. He started talking about the lockdown, and he said, he made me laugh. He said, oh, people today, they don't know what it's all about. And he was telling me that they had to hide under the stairs. A lot of people went under the stairs when the bombs were coming down. And he said that was really frightening. And he said, although they didn't have lockdown as such, they could speak to neighbours. Yes, they could speak to each other. They could meet out in the street. They could go to the pub. But at any moment, the sirens could go off. You'd have to head for an air raid shelter. And he said it really was lockdown of sorts. I mean, you weren't allowed to show lights. You had to have all the blackout curtains. In fact, I was talking to my mother about this the other day, and she said one thing that she remembers is the streetlights coming on in the evening. On VE Day, that evening, the streetlights came on. And of course, the blackout had finished. All amazing stuff. I mean, imagine all the streetlights. What was it, for 6 years? Darkness. No light showing anywhere. No lights outside. Everywhere, darkness at night. And then suddenly the streetlights are on. Amazing. It must have been, I don't know, indescribable, I suppose, what people must have thought and what they felt. At last, you can walk down the street in the evening and the lights are on. You can go and have a beer in the pub and you're not going to have to dive into an air raid shelter somewhere. Also, as the old chap said to me, you could, after VE Day, you could go home and be sure that your house would still be there, because many people would go out, they'd go to work or wherever they went, they get back home and the house is gone. It's just razed to the ground, blown to bits. So, yeah, you can't imagine that, can you? You just can't imagine that. You're coming home and your house is gone. One of my neighbours was saying that this lockdown has brought people together, which it has. Although we were all distancing, we were all chatting. We met new neighbours from down the street, you know, people we didn't know. We just passed them in the road, perhaps say good morning, or not even that, people that we hadn't even seen before. They live somewhere down the road, and everyone was getting together. Can you hear those birds singing? They've stopped now. But a lot of people have mentioned, I look on Twitter, a lot of people on Twitter have been saying, have you noticed there's a lot more birds around and they're all singing, whereas they didn't used to do that, not so much. I've noticed that. In fact, before I read about that on Twitter, I thought it was just me. I was thinking a few weeks ago, there seem to be a lot of birds around and they're singing loudly. Nothing like they used to. Well, there's always been birds around, but now there seem to be far more than there used to be. I think pollution levels have gone down. I was hearing on the news the other day, pollution levels, because there are no aircraft. There's hardly any traffic on the roads. Maybe that's why the birds have come out. Perhaps they normally stay in hiding. I don't know. That doesn't sound right, but there must be some reason that there are more birds around than ever before. And as I say, it's not just me, it's a lot of people that have noticed that. Going back to our 1940s display, we had a 19 set, a wireless set number 19. It's a transmitter receiver. They were used in tanks, armoured vehicles, even Jeeps would sometimes have a 19 set installed. And one old boy came past and he said, good grief. He stopped in the middle of the road. He said, good grief, a 19 set. And I said, oh, you recognise it. He said, recognise it? I used one in the 40s, in the war. I used one, he said. And he was in a vehicle of some sort, armoured vehicle. And he was the radio officer. And he actually used a 19 set. And of course, we had a good old chat about that for about half an hour. He asked me whether it was working or not. It is half working. I explained to him that I'm sort of midway through restoring it. So it's operational, but I've got a lot more work to do to it yet. And he wants to come back and see it when the lockdown is all over and it's up and running. I'm going to use it on the amateur bands because I'm a licensed radio amateur. So I shall get him back round here into the workshop or my radio room and he can have a look at the 19 set, actually operational, which will be, I'm sure, for him, quite an amazing experience. Talking to the neighbours on the VE Day celebration, a lot of them were saying that they're getting on with jobs in the garden, jobs around the house. I think so many people are using this lockdown time to get all these jobs done that have been, well, rather like myself, jobs that I should have done years ago or meant to do years ago. I've now been walking around the garden and, oh, I'll fix this. I must do that fence post in the house. I'll finish decorating this and I'll do that. It's amazing times. They're very sad times, obviously. We're losing a lot of people. But also, I don't know, incredibly amazing times. I've never known anything like this. And as I said earlier, I'm 70 next year. I've never known anything like this in my entire life. And I'm sure no one else has, not in the UK anyway. It's all just quite, it's weird. I suppose I can't think of any other way to describe it. It's just weird. At first, I was almost enjoying the lockdown because I'm a little bit of a recluse. I like to stay in my workshop. I enjoy gardening. I've got my amateur radio gear to chat to people on. So I'm kept very busy. But I do miss, I think now I'm beginning to miss going to Amberley Museum, for example. We pop up there perhaps every other weekend, up to Amberley Museum, just outside Arundel. Have a cup of coffee, have a walk round, look at the exhibits. Even pop up to a garden centre. We can't do that anymore. I wanted to drive up to the top of the Downs, the South Downs, just north of where we live, not far. Wanted to go up there and have a go on my amateur radio gear. See what I could do up there, how far I could get on the with the transmitter. But of course we can't even do that now. Can't even go for a walk along the beach. Well, I think some people are, but I'd rather not. I don't want to get near people if I really don't have to. It was different in the street for the celebrations because, as I say, I was on my driveway and I kept at least 4 metres away from other people. Very strange times at the moment, but on the positive side, as I said, there's less air pollution. The birds are singing. We're not using any petrol. We've had half a tank full for weeks. We're just not using any petrol. It's obviously very easy for some people that have got a big house, big garden, and very difficult for other people that might live in the block of flats. They've got no garden, perhaps not even a balcony, and they can't get out at all, especially if they've got perhaps two or three children. That must be very, very difficult for them. Let's hope that things get back to normal at some stage. Well, I don't think they'll ever go back to normal. What are they calling it now? The new normal, aren't they? The new normal, which will be very different. A neighbour said to me, we're talking about going to the pub. He said, even if the pubs do open this year, which he doubts, he said he won't be going, and I won't. I don't think I will. Even if they say, look, it's all okay now, you know, you can go down to the pub. We're not big pub goers anyway, but I just don't want to go. I just don't want to go and mix with people in close proximity. I don't know how long that feeling will last, but I know that I'm not alone. A lot of people have said to me, you know, I'm not going to this, I'm not going to that, I'm not going where there's crowds of people crowding into a room like a pub or a bar or something. People just don't want to do it anymore, and I don't know what that's going to do long term. Obviously businesses have been affected badly, where a lot have just gone out of business, haven't they, which is a great shame. We go to the Isle of Wight for a holiday every year, sometimes twice a year. That's all cancelled. We're staying at home now. There are a lot of people far worse off than I am. I think that's the way to look at it. There's always someone better off than you, and there's always someone worse off than you. We try not to complain. Try and do it properly. Do the social distancing properly. I don't go to the supermarket with my wife. She does the shopping. No point in my going as well. I always had in the past. I always joined her. And I pushed the trolley round while she filled it up and made sure that she got things like beer and bread and beans. That's all you need. Staple diet. Beer, bread and beans. So on a more positive note, we'll end on our 1940s street party that wasn't actually in the street. It was on people's driveways and in their front gardens. But it was a great afternoon and evening. Really brought people together. So that's something positive, isn't it, out of the whole thing? That is something positive. And I think people are looking out for each other far more than they used to, which can only be a good thing. There we are. Thanks for listening. As always, I shall see you next Sunday. Take care, wash your hands, and enjoy the weather while it lasts. See you next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.